a new halacha chaliva b'Shabbos, to go and milk on Shabbos. Now, for a little introduction, what milking on Shabbos is also min haTorah. Why is it also min haTorah? Because you're taking out the milk from where it was before, like a solid, let's call it a solid, and you're making it from a solid, you're making it into liquid. It's also min haTorah to do that. Let's see that Sif Lamed Beis. Chaliva, to go milk, al yidei Yisrael, by a yid. Al yidei Lachi, or if you do it with a non-Jew. Also min haTorah, it's also min haTorah, lachlov behema b'Shabbos, to go and milk a behema, an animal on Shabbos. Issa, from a farek, kamo schita, a tolda from schita. Umishum tzar balei chayim, because of tzar balei chayim, hitiu chazal allow you lachlov behema, to go and milk an animal al yidei nochri, to go milk an animal al yidei a non-Jew, that he allowed to do. Why? Even though we don't say it is mutz to do everything with a non-Jew on Shabbos, that such a thing will allow you to do on Shabbos because it is tzar balei chayim. The behema has a lot of tzar, has a lot of pain if one doesn't go and milk it. So Chazal allowed you to do it. Issa derabbanon v'amamir nochi because of tzar balei chayim. But also lishtot es chalav b'Shabbat. You're not allowed to drink the chalav on Shabbos. Why you're not allowed to drink the chalav on Shabbos? Because you've got a gzeirah from mashkin shezavu, like we learned before. Any juice which comes out of a place, a fruit, or a status, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, Chazal made the gzeirah that you're not allowed to go and drink it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the same thing here. Even if you do it with a non-Jew, then even though you're not doing an issa with the squeezing out, but it's still something which came out from something which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze it by a Jew. So Chazal say it's also to drink this juice. Now, the kiven shah also nishtoisei, since you have already gone issa to go and drink it, also leta'alta lo'y mishim issa muksa. Now you've got another issa, because you've gone issa from muksa, because you've got nothing to do with it on Shabbos. Something which doesn't have some usage on Shabbos, it comes muksa. So this juice, which, this not juice, it's milk. This milk which comes out from a behemoth on Shabbos, even though we allow you to do it with a non-Jew, but we do not allow you to move it. Brackets. You're allowed to go and take it in, put it inside a fridge. Alidei akum. If you do it with a non-Jew, you're not allowed to take it with a Jew. A yid is not allowed to go and do it because it is muksa. You're allowed to do it alidei akum. Pnei shiyesh, mishum shiyesh, but there a heter shal shvus, the shvus, but mokum hefset. So a heter which is called shvus, the shvus, that means two derabonans, but mokum hefset. When there is a loss, Chazal allows you to do two derabonans. Seif lamed gimel. Chaliva le'ibud, if you go and milk to waste. Now what's that mean? B'mokum, in a case, she'i efshar lachloiv al yidei nochri. One doesn't have any way out to go and milk an animal by a non-Jew. Mutar lachlov es abhema rak boifen she'acholav hoylech le'ibud. Chaznish brings down a big chiddush from the Chaznish, that since that some Rishonim hold that if a person does squeezing out mefarik le'ibud to waste, that means he's not going to use the juice altogether. There's a machlokes Rishonim, and some Rishonim hold that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because the whole melacha from mefarik is only when you want the juice. Here you don't want the juice. We say it's considered not a melacha altogether. Not only melacha shein etzricha l'gufa, it's not a melacha altogether. So the Chaznish says we can take on this shita in a case where you've got no other way of doing it because of tzar balei chayim and b'mokum hefset gadol, there's a lot of loss. So the Chaznish says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Perek dalet if lama dalet. Cholav shnechlav be'isur. The person milked the iso, Cholav shenechlav be'isu. If a person went and did an issa on Shabbos and he milked an animal, asur lishtoisoi b'Shabbos. He's not allowed to drink the milk on Shabbos. There are two problems with this milk. One problem is he did an issa on Shabbos. Second problem is mashkim shezavu. Juice which comes out is also not allowed. The two reasons why he's not allowed to drink the milk. He's not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Like we learned before, mashkim shezavu is mukta on Shabbos. Ve'im ha'chaliva nasasob b'mezit, if he did it on purpose, osu ha'chalav b'shtia le'oilom, the cholav is also forever, le'odom she'cholav oisoi b'issa, for the person who did this chaliva b'issa. He's not allowed to go and drink this milk forever. Like every ma'aser Shabbos, a person does an issa on Shabbos, he's not allowed to use it. If it is on purpose, he's not allowed to use it forever. Ule'enyan cholav shenechlav b'Shabbos. If a person, a cholav which was milked on Shabbos, alzei anashim, by people she'enom shoyim Torah, which are not shoyim yidden, which listen to the Torah. Amonos lemoichoy, they did it in order to go and sell it. He doesn't speak about it in this parak. He speaks about it in the parak, Perek HaOisik B'dinei Ma'aser Shabbos. In the parak which discusses a person who does it is on Shabbos, then they discuss this halacha. So if Lamed Hei, Hanakah, breast feeding, a mother who feeds on Shabbos, does she have a problem from does she have a problem from Sita, from Mafarik, Lechura? We would think that she should have a problem from feeding on Shabbos. It should be a problem, but it's not a problem altogether. A mother is allowed to feed on Shabbos. If it is a problem from Pikuach Nefesh for the baby, then of course she's allowed to do it. Even if it is not a problem from Pikuach Nefesh, we say feeding a baby is not considered Mafarik, it's considered a way of eating. We're discussing a kid, a baby, who wants to go and feed on Shabbos. So let's see the halachos about breastfeeding. Also le'isha, it is also for an isha, for a lady, lekaleach es chalova, to go and pour down her chalav, her milk, letoch kli, to put it into a kli, a utensil. A cup or something, almanos laset letinok, in order afterwards to give it to the child, lishtot, to drink. Ela in ken, only if there is, yesh badova sofik pikuach nefesh, unless there is a sofik pikuach nefesh, which is a fatal, that means the kid needs it because it is dangerous if he wouldn't have mother's milk, then you're allowed to do it. But if it's not in a way that it is a problem from fatal, I mean, the problem from Pikuach Nefesh, then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? Because you are using the juice, the milk which comes out, and you're putting it into a kli, into a utensil. So you've done an issa from Schita Mefarek for the juice that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We'll discuss later on what happens in different cases. So if Lamed Vom. Mutar le'isha, a lady is allowed, lekalech es chalava, she's allowed to go and pour her milk, letech pi hatinuk, into the mouth from the child, kedei lezarzoi, in order to make him want, latchil linok, in order to, the kid should want to go and drink. That means, even though she's doing it with her hand, but she's doing it straight into the mouth from the child, that is not considered a ma'aser from shechita, it's considered a ma'aser from eating, and one is allowed to do that on Shabbos.